This podcast is brought to you by WRFL, Radio Free Lexington. Find us online at WRFL.fm. Catch us on your FM radio while you're in Central Kentucky at 88.1 FM, all the way to the left. Thank you for listening, and please be sure to subscribe.
Welcome to the very first airing of Out Loud for the semester of fall 2016. My name is Indrani. I just put on a show called Motown Blues, and if you are interested in Motown or blues, then certainly tune in before now, anytime between 4 and 5:30. I'll be playing Motown Blues, but for now, we are just going to be talking about LGBTQ issues and just really anything that has anything to do with gender and sexual minorities, especially in the Lexington area and even on campus. I'm just going to be telling you all today a little bit about the campus resources and the various things that we have going on for this population on the campus of the University of Kentucky and in Lexington. And if you would like to call and tell me a little bit about your experience or a resource that you know of, and you would like to be on the air, please call 859-257-1140. That is the number for the on-air phone, and I would love to have your voice and your opinions and your knowledge on WRFL today. If you would not like to be on the air, you can always call 859-257-9735, which is 859-257-WRFL. And I will play a song while we talk, just so that we can talk without sounding like it's a one-way conversation. Let's start out. The reason why that I am hosting this show, actually, is because I am president of the Gay Straight Alliance, or co-president of the Gay Straight Alliance, on UK's campus. And basically, what that is going to be a LGBTQ inclusive community. And of course, we want allies with us. Of course, we do. And what we do is we have discussions. We sit in a circle and we talk about things from feminism to diversity to bisexuality and just everything that we can possibly find to talk about for the rainbow community. And we meet every Thursday. This semester we will be meeting in the MLK Center, which is on the third floor of Blazer Hall. As soon as you get up to the third floor, you turn left. Again, with the directionally challenged problem here. You turn left, and it is right there on the left. I think there's a sign there, actually, and it has a picture of Dr. Martin Luther King on it, so you'll know where it is. And we'll be there starting September 15th, just kind of chilling, getting to know each other. We might do a few icebreakers. I'm sorry about that, guys. But absolutely, whether you are, no matter where you fall on the spectrum, no matter where you fall on any issue, you are more than welcome to come and join us at the Gay Straight Alliance at the University of Kentucky. The reason why we are starting not until the middle of September is because the week before that, on the 8th, the Office of LGBTQ Resources, which I'll talk about in a minute, is hosting a walk, a history walk. And basically what it's going to be, we're just going to meet at Blazer Hall, I believe, and then walk around campus, walk around Lexington, and just learn about the history of Lexington and its LGBTQ community over the years. And that's being hosted by the Office of LGBTQ Resources, which is actually a new office. We just got that last year. And we just hired the wonderful, amazing Lance Poston to be the director of that office last year as well. He's been a wonderful partner to GSA, a wonderful partner to basically everybody on campus who identifies or does not, or even does not identify and just wants to be an ally with the LGBTQ community on UK's campus. But the Office of LGBTQ Resources has its own website within the domain of the Office of Institutional Diversity. And let me just tell you, diversity is so important to UK. And I've seen that. Like, they don't just talk about it. They don't just say, oh yeah, diversity is super important. They actually take the actions necessary by creating that office and by having various events. You know, I just went to an event recently, I think like a month ago, that talked about the shootings that had happened, to come together and to let everybody know, hey, we're all here, we all belong, we're all humans, and that's okay, you know? So it was just kind of a time for healing, a time for absolute acceptance. And that is what I think a lot of people are striving for here. Certainly as an institution, the University of Kentucky is definitely doing that. They're awesome about that. As far as other resources, actually tonight, in about an hour and a half, at 7 o'clock in the VIP Center, the Violence Intervention and Prevention Center, there is going to be a meeting of Spectrums. Spectrums is a specifically gender non-conforming organization. So anybody who identifies as transgender, as gender non-conforming, as agender, as two-spirited, any of those definitions, or even, of course, allies, LGBTQ individuals, anybody is welcome to attend Spectrums and just to enjoy a time where you can come together and talk about things that are usually not talked about. It's certainly a very activist group on this campus, and they certainly do a lot of good work for the gender non-conforming population here at UK. It's pretty great. So if you are interested, please go to Spectrums tonight at 7 in the VIP Center. And if you don't know where the VIP Center is, it is in the kind of below the Counseling Center. There's like a little secret entrance. And yeah, there's like a sign that points to it. Right now, what you're hearing in the background right now is called Love by Matt White, which I actually heard for the first time on a commercial. And it was an interesting commercial. And I was like, wow, that's a cool song. And like, it was one of those awesome commercials that actually tells you the name and artist of the song in the corner of the screen. And the reason why I'm playing this song in the background is because really all of these issues just kind of boil down to love. They all boil down to us loving each other, accepting each other, despite who we love and despite who we identify as. Other resources, of course. We have an organization on campus called Shades of Pride, which is for LGBTQ people of color and allies, of course. There is a law student organization called Outlaws. Various organizations that you can join. But the largest one is Gay Straight Alliance. And as I said, that starts on September 15th at 7 p.m. in the MLK Center. As far as other resources that you can find, we actually just had a welcome back event outside of Whitehall, kind of on the patio. And that was very interesting because all these amazing organizations from campus and from around Lexington came along and advertised themselves and promoted this message that no matter who you are, you can find help and you can find support and you can find community in Lexington and on UK's campus. And one of those organizations is actually a religious organization. If you identify as LGBTQ or any of the other letters in the acronym, any other colors in the rainbow, we have a church actually on campus, kind of like in the middle of where the sororities are on Rose Street. And that is called St. Augustine's Chapel. And they are incredibly inclusive of LGBTQ people. They have people all the time talking about LGBTQ issues, during services and things like that. and they support that community all the way. The pastor, his name is Dana. He's wonderful, and I'm sure that if you drop into the St. Augustine Chapel, you will meet him, and you will find, and you will definitely meet a lot of other people kind of in the chapel as well. They're all amazing, and you can absolutely talk to them about anything that is on your mind regarding religion and regarding the interaction between religion and LGBTQ identification. Another resource on campus is the UK Counseling Center. The Counseling Center is a fantastic resource for anybody who's struggling with their sexuality or anybody who's struggling with their gender identity. It's actually a gender nonconforming support group that is led by a psychologist. I believe it's on Thursdays at 2. I'm pretty sure. I'm not entirely sure about that time, but if you go to the Counseling Center's website, I'm sure that you'll be able to find that time. But absolutely check out the Counseling Center and go for an initial appointment. See what happens. Because, you know, I was talking to somebody today and they said, you know, I really wish that it was the law that everybody went to counseling, that everybody went to therapy. Wouldn't that be amazing? I feel like the world would just be such a better place if everybody in the world went to therapy, because we all need it. We all do. Because we all have struggles. We're all humans. We're all very, very, very imperfect. And that's, I think, what makes the world go round. But we can't face those things alone. And that is why, that's why I'm talking right now, you know? That's why Out Loud exists, because sometimes it's difficult. You have to, like, really listen in and find that community so that you don't have to face things alone. Because we're social beings. There's 7 billion of us. If we were not supposed to interact with each other, if we were not supposed to be social, then there would not be 7 billion humans. You know what I'm saying? So what I'm playing in the background right now is called, like, Real People Do by Hozier. And I realize this is kind of a more poppy type of thing that a lot of people probably know about, but it's only in the background, so it's okay. But the reason why I'm playing this is because, well, first of all, I don't know if you're listening, but it's incredibly mellow, it's incredibly calming, it's beautiful. But it talks about real people, it talks about love like real people, you know what I'm saying? And that's just beautiful. Because we're all real. I know a lot of people like to think, you know, there's some people who are fake, there's some people who are real. As far as I'm concerned, if you exist, you are real. As far as I'm concerned, if you love, then you are real. And that's what this song is about. That is why we're here.
Hey there. If you're enjoying this podcast from WRFL Lexington, you may enjoy our live radio stream at WRFL.fm. And, of course, via radio at 88.1 FM in the Central Kentucky area. We have a wide variety of programs you're sure to enjoy. Just go to wrfl.fm/schedule and see what programs appeal most to you. Thanks again for listening to this podcast from WRFL Lexington.
And we're back.
I got a girl crush. Hate to admit it, but I got a heart rush. It's slowing down.
Welcome back to Out Loud. My name is Indrani, and I'm your host for Out Loud, as well as Motown Blues, which is the show that appeared before this show. Currently, what you're hearing is a song called Girl Crush by Little Big Town, which is a, surprisingly enough, it's a country band. That's the name I was looking for. That's the word I was looking for. And obviously, the reason why I'm playing this song, it is about a woman who has a crush on another woman. And there's a lot of other deep meanings to the song, but I'm not going to get into those right now. I just wanted to reach out to you all today because this show is for you. And I haven't had anybody call yet, but If you would like to talk a little bit about a resource on campus that you know that serves the LGBTQ community, or if you would like to share an experience that you've had on campus or in the community of Lexington, then please call 859-257-1140. I know the on-air, that's the on-air phone. The studio phone is a different number. And if you would not like to be on the air, if you would like just like to talk with me briefly, that is totally okay. I would love to hear from you. And that number is 859-257-WRFL, 859-257-9735. All right. And we are going to be talking a little bit today about resources. As we've been talking for about the past 18-ish minutes, it is now 5:48. And I would love to hear from you. If you know anything about resources, call, as I said, 859-257-1140. And that is the on-air phone. And as far as everything else goes, more resources. The first resource that I would like to tell you about in this segment of the show is going to be called Sexperts. This is a fantastic resource that is being brought to us. It's actually a student-run, well, student, not really run, but like student-worked organization of people who are focused on sexual education. And they are absolutely completely friendly to the LGBTQ community. So if you have any questions about HIV, AIDS, safe sex, any kind of protection or anything like that, then that is absolutely the place to go. They're located on the first floor of University Health Services. And I think there's actually a big sign. Oh, somebody's trying to come in. There's actually a big sign that says that where they are located. So you can absolutely go there and find out about Sexperts and about their work and all of that kind of stuff. If you know about any other resources, please send a text or anything, or email me or whatever. You can always call 859-257-9735, or, you know, if there's anything else that you would like to tell me personally, I would like to open up my own forms of communication. My phone number is 513-476-0165. And if you have any questions about GSA or anything like that, then absolutely contact me, I'll be happy to connect you with those resources. Thank you so much for joining me. This has been Out Loud. Right now we're going to play a little bit of Nirvana. Just to kind of get whatever nerves that you might have out and get whatever it is off your chest that you need to. Just jam out to this Nirvana song. This is going to be all apologies. And thank you all so much for joining me for Out Loud. Join me next week again at 5:30. Brothers and sisters and everybody in between, I love you all. My name is Indrani, and I'll be with you again next week.